content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
I'm Hugh Simpson. I'm your guest today. This is my second hour. I'm finally learning what I need to do. And you used to talk about news at the top of the hour. I will tell you that one that scares me is this thing with New Zealand and the World Health Organization wanting to go with Pandemic 2, as they're calling it, with worldwide vaccination required. If that is not part of a New World Order thing, I do not know. I see where President Trump is suing the Biden Justice Department for invasion of Mar-a-Lago and that thing that happened down there. I have a good friend in my little transit system we have here, a little bus system here. He's a retired deputy sheriff from that area, and he has moonlighted for President Trump at Mar-a-Lago. And kind of leads into what I'm going to talk about today, okay? The book is called Jealousy, Loneliness, and Satan Destroys a 30-Year Friendship, okay? I've known Dee in the book, like I said, 30-plus years. Her husband, Robert, was a well-known businessman in Roswell, Georgia. He heard about me being the publicist for the original Marlboro Man. I was his publicist. So the late William Thurlby, and he wrote many books. I was his publicist. And he was just like my bigger brother. And by the way, he did not smoke, except maybe when we were on the road and we were promoting his book, he might have a half a cigarette, glass of wine or something like that. He died at 93, lived at the New York Athletic Club, and he was real good friends with Regis Philbin, and they would work out together to see who could do the most push-ups and all that kind of stuff. Great, great guy. And his fourth book he was writing was one that I had told him to write. Because when he came to New York City at 19 years old, and he was the Marlboro Man, all right, he was befriended by the greatest athlete America's ever seen, the late Jim Thorpe. And Jim took him under his wing, kind of like Bill took me under my wing, under his wing, and showed me a lot of things and wonderful world with him. He took him and took him to the Lambs Club and other places and let Bill travel with him and everything like that. And as you know, Jim lost his medals. Today, that would not happen. I mean, hello, everybody sponsored. You know, so it would not happen at all. And therefore, losing his medals, but Bill, before he died, was the dress consultant who five U.S. presidents. So he was able to get Jim's medals back to his family, and they were restored. I thought that was just an incredible story. So let's get back to Robert. And this situation was that I was his publicist. That he heard I'd been the Marlboro Man publicist. And he wrote a book called Ops Time, O-P-S, Time, Ops Time. And he was, without being a scientist, in Detroit, Michigan, he owned Taylor Construction in Atlanta, Georgia. Without being a scientist, he loved science. And he had written about how circadian rhythm could be used drugs to determine to take drugs when you needed to take them, to sell when you needed to sell, to have sex, everything. The book went ballistic. Okay, it went ballistic. And I promoted that book. We turned it into a bestseller. Then he read The Da Vinci Code, and Bob said, I can write a better book than that. Better than The Da Vinci Code. Well, he wrote a Paradigm. It's a novel. And he had created this algorithm. You know what an algorithm is? He had created an algorithm that literally, he knew what the S&P spiders, S&P 500 spiders, were going to do 5 days before they did it. How about that? 5 days before, on the New York Stock Exchange, he knew what was going to happen, up or down. He knew about it. And he developed this algorithm and everything like that from a moon situation or whatever. But he wrote this incredible murder mystery called Paradigm. Robert A. Taylor, look him up, Robert A. Taylor, wrote this incredible book. And it's a wonderful book. And in the middle of the book is exactly all the things, if you're scientific or anyone, you will find scientifically in there how he did it. He put it in the middle of the book. So Forbes magazine, who I was able to get an interview for him, they called it the Da Vinci Code of the stock market or whatever it was. It sold extremely, extremely well. So that's how I became a member of the Taylor family. And literally, I stayed at his house on Lake Lanier, got to know his family, got to know his wife, got to know, you know, the children. And one of the children you've probably heard of. Have you ever heard of a congresswoman from Georgia? Those initials are MTG. MTG. I think you maybe even know she's written a best-selling book. Okay, she's pretty interesting. She's one of those tied into MAGA, Making America Great Again. I just love her. I think she's just wonderful for our country. And she, whether you like her or not, she stands up for what she believes, and that is hard to find today. So anyway, it's her mother that I had the 30-year friendship with, okay? Her mother that I had 30-year friendship with until she, who had lost Robert 3 years ago, melanoma on the brain, had been married to him since he was 18. Now, she was 18. They built this company up and everything like that. She was real lonely. I helped her through her death of her husband. I helped her when she was selling a place on Lake Lanier. I helped her when she moved into her condo in Cumming, Georgia. I helped her through all of those things. And she helped me through my pulmonary embolism that almost ended my life on November 21st. They were going to try to give me Restivore or whatever that thing was for COVID. And they finally, thank the Lord told them that I might have a pulmonary embolism, and it showed up in an MRI. I was 17 days in the ICU and 2 months in recovery. And she was there to help me. So we were like best friends ever. We both loved Looney Tunes. We had Looney Tunes socks. I have a Looney Tunes watch on. I have a Looney Tunes hat. I have a Looney Tunes collector bomber jacket. We were just Looney Tunes friends. And she picked me up, and we go to Cumming, Georgia, no girlfriend, boyfriend type thing. And I'd spend time with her at the condo and for Christmas and my birthday and all kinds of things. Until she met Jealous Jim, okay? She met Jealous Jim, as I call him in the book. Now, Jealous Jim, he's 72. He is a traveling salesman, okay? Traveling salesman. And she met him on a Catholic social media website, is what my understanding was from her when she was talking to me. Okay, I knew all about the family. And so she met him on there. And they seemed to hit it off. And I thought it was a great idea. I just thought it was a great, great idea. And she started telling him all about how I had helped him and everything like that. And that's when the jealousy came in. the jealousy to the point of it's either you or me that you will have your continuing relationship with. I will walk back to my girlfriend in Lilburn, Georgia. I will go back to her and, believe it or not, D knew about her, okay? And so, in fact, when they had their first breakup, they had at least two I know of. And since I haven't been able to contact her, lost all contact with her, I don't know if you said three, four, back and forth. I don't know. It's kind of like a teenage romance or whatever. But anyway, she told him, oh, you should go back to your girlfriend and your Social Security and her Social Security coming together might help you all. And no, you know why he doesn't want to go back? I think it was in her daughter's book. It said who they were. Okay. They sold their company, Taylor Construction. I think they said it sold it for $10 million, which it did. And that they were Catholics. Now, if he had read that book, okay, he read that book and was trying to find her to see if she was there anywhere, and he struck pay dirt, that might have been how he knew she had a lot of money. Okay. So he immediately, I can't come to the door right now. Thank you. That's my next door neighbor, Bones. He's great, great, great. Said I have a package. But anyway, the thing is, as that we're getting back to that, he would no more go back to that girlfriend, I don't think, because what I did later on, I ran a background check on this guy. I got kind of suspicious of him and ran a background check on him. And lo and behold, I found the bankruptcy. I found the bankruptcy. So I immediately told Dee, and she got furious at me. She said, none of your business. You need to stay out of our business. This is our own concern. You don't need to be concerned about this at all. Other people have bankruptcies, blah, 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 blah. Yes, they do. But we're seeing more and more of them in the last few years. And she's only been with this guy a little over a year. What if, that's why I wrote this book, okay? I didn't write this book for my own glory or anything like that. I wrote this book to try to get her daughter, MTG, congresswoman, to read the book. Well, guess what? Her staff in Washington threw it in the garbage can through a private letter that I wrote to her, wrote to Marge, threw that in the garbage can. They even had thrown the manuscript that I sent her to check to see if everything was okay before the book was written. So she really doesn't know, and maybe what's going on with Jealous Jim. She may not know at all. And I'm pretty sure, because I talked to two bankers, two of my bankers, who I trust greatly, and I said to them, basically the following thing, and that is, have you seen this kind of thing happen before? Both of them told me that their wealthy widows and wealthy divorcees, both male and female, they were having to counsel them not to get involved with these potential predators on social media. Not to get involved. So if you are listening to me and you are wealthy and you are a widow or a divorcee, you want to run a background check on the person you are going out with. You do not know in this day and age, because he has a Social Security. Well, if he has bankruptcies, maybe this Social Security is not covering those bankruptcies. Okay. Maybe the Social Securities are not covering the bankruptcy. And he wanted to keep me out of the scene. He wanted to keep me out because I think she told him I was an investigative reporter at one time. Well, I bet he didn't want that happening. And so I think she has been influenced by him. Okay, I think she's been influenced by him. Well, the interesting thing is, before all of this happened, Dee and I, whether we were there at her place or here, you know, on the phone, we would share the gospel every morning and pray. Share the gospel and pray. And so I have not found anybody here that wants to do that. So I've lost that opportunity. I have to do that by myself. And the other thing is, I have a feeling that when she and I were beginning to study Dr. Tony Evans' book, Victory in Spiritual Warfare, which I mentioned and show a picture of it in the book, that, you know, I told her distinctly, I said, we may be in for a situation while we're studying the spiritual warfare that could be Satan attacking us. Well, guess what happened? Satan attacked through jealous Jim, my friendship to her, to the point that we've had no texting. She said she couldn't text me any longer. She couldn't phone me any longer. She couldn't be in any kind of contact with me any longer. And here's the deal. When she would break up with him, she'd come back to me and say, oh, I want to be your friend again. Oh, let's go to the beach. We'll have a good time at the beach. And we'd have separate bedrooms, but because we had no interest in each other that way. And then all of a sudden he'd appear again on the scene and she'd say this. Now listen to this. I think you have more interest in me than just being a friend. Hello, when she came to pick me up to take me to coming to be her friend and to enjoy time together, she'd hug me. I'm not a big hugger. So she'd hug me and want to hold on and hug me. Okay, we never kissed. We never held hands or any of that stuff. Where did this come from? I bet you from jealous Jim coming back into her life. So that was the first one. Then they broke up again. And then she wanted to go to the beach again. And then he came back into her life again. And that was when I decided I'd had enough of this guy and investigated him. And that's when she ended everything. So Satan, if you do not think he is doing spiritual warfare right now, you are very, very wrong. I'm at a beautiful little church here in Franklin, North Carolina. If you come here, you need to come here, okay? You need to come here because it's called Discover Church. You can go to discover.church and you will find out all about them. Number one, they are very much like church I was at St. Peter's Episcopal Church in Jacksonville when the Spirit hit that church. Spirits hit this church. One of the ministers is 26. That would be Sam. The other ones, Justin and Brian, are 30. And the chief minister, Ben, who, by the way, Dee has heard him when we were both listening to him on the YouTube or whatever, or their website. So she knows all about Discover Church, and she thought it was really cool, and Ben was real cool. Ben's only 40. So they have a very young, fired up, turned on group of people. And tonight we have an opportunity to go have a little small dinner, and we are going into the study of discipleship. And I happen to be reading Tony Evans' new book, and it's called, not new maybe, it's new to me, Kingdom Discipleship. And so, you know, the whole thing is we were two lessons into the study, that was Dee and I, into the study of victory in spiritual warfare when she broke off everything. And that was when I could tell when he had come back. I could tell by her tone of voice and a bunch of other, I could tell by a bunch of things. So I've been trying to get to her daughter to find out, would she continue the investigation of this guy? Because I just know in my heart that this guy is not good for her. Okay. He is not good for her. He wants to stay in her life. Okay. Because if she does not do a prenuptial agreement, which I have told her to do, and another friend of mine that I introduced her to, Linda, and they hit it off like sisters, okay, who said the same thing to Dee. If she does not do that, he can get into those millions of dollars, okay? He can get a part of those. He might get that and leave her totally. Leave her totally. So please pray for her. Please pray for Dee. Her name is Del, D-E-L-L-E. Please pray for Del. I've asked numerous people here that are praying for her. A friend of her, of mine, who is very active, Republican women all over America, about 600 of them are praying for her. So, like I said, I don't know what's happened with the situation currently with her. I have no idea what has happened, but, you know, she needs to have that prenuptial agreement, and you do too. If you have a situation with these divorcees widows situation, you need to, with a potential predator man or woman, have that situation. And I dated a very wealthy divorcee in Atlanta, very, very wealthy, met her in our singles group. And we hit it off. We good friends and everything like that. And she told me about guys that tried to hit on her for her money. She lives in a beautiful home on a lake. And but she's pretty smart. Because Dee, unfortunately, and she will tell you this herself, she is very indecisive. Okay. Very, very indecisive. She is also, when I told her about FOMO, F-O-M-O, fear of missing out, she said she was the poster child for fear of missing out. So she doesn't like to miss out on most of anything, maybe including this. She didn't want to miss out on this because she thought maybe this was her last opportunity. Because Catholics, I found out, when they lose a mate through widowhood, they like to try to get them back together again within 3 years. So that guy knew that. He knew all that. And here's something that's very interesting. One of the reasons he wanted to get with her is he knew that she had been the one, because she's a financial literacy expert, she had helped to complete all the papers for her husband's death, and jealous Jim said, oh, can you do that for me? Here's the story about him. He was in an automobile accident. He was hardly injured at all, and his wife was tragically killed. And he wanted her, my friend Dee, to help with the paperwork so that he could get the money. Hello, is that not a red flag, possibly? What about this? Here's one for you. What if he had alcohol, but not enough to be called a DUI? Now, I will tell you, I know lots of traveling salesmen, okay, over the years. You know, I'm 78, so I know a few of them. And I know a few guys because I ran and owned one of the largest single operations in Atlanta. At 600 members, I was co-owner of the Atlanta Bachelors Club. I had cheerleaders from the Atlanta Falcons. I had all kinds of people show up at my party. We had four parties a year. So I know a lot about these guys, okay? Know a lot about them. So anyway, she had only been married to Bob, so she didn't know anything about the dating situation. She just kind of went into this, you know, blind. And so, therefore, traveling salesmen like to drink, okay? I liked to drink at one time, too. Loved to drink. I was almost an alcoholic. But I, thank God, gave that up. But anyway, the thing is, what if that alcohol level was not enough for a DUI? but it was enough to have taken away his abilities to handle the car, okay? And the scary thing now, even Dee told me this. She said, well, the only thing that happened to him is he's got nerve damage in his hands and they shake. Can you imagine? He drives a car with shaking hands? Hello, would you go in the car with this guy? I do not think so. I do not think you would go in the car with this guy, okay? That would scare me to death. I certainly wouldn't ride with him. So I'm wondering if there are any DUIs with this guy. And if he's a traveling salesman, I wonder if there's more girlfriends, because he has this route that he does, okay? I'm wondering if he has more than just the girlfriend in Lilburn she told Dell about, okay? And may have some more also, okay? She has never checked a background on this. Now, if Marge decided to run a background check on this guy, she'd work back to his diapers. So, I mean, I don't know what's wrong. I don't know if she's still dating the guy or whatever. But I wrote the book not only to say I wrote the book to talk about the armor of God, the armor of God that we were getting into when she went back to Jealous Jim, okay, went back to Jealous Jim, and I stayed with the armor of God, so I'm so glad I did, because if I hadn't had that armor of God, I can tell you that I would have had a terrible situation in my own life, would have ended my eternal salvation. And she even heard about this. I went on suicide watch. And let me tell you why. She did not know this until I told her, because she wasn't supposed to know this. In the book, it's called The Bob Promise. One day, Bob and I were talking on the phone, and he said, if I pass away before you do, would you do me a favor? And I said, Bob, of course I would. We're like brothers. We're 1 year apart. I said, of course, I've stayed in your home. I've been there. I love your family and everything like that. Of course I would. He said, would you watch after Dee and my son? I'm really concerned about both of them. And I said, you got it, brother. I'll be glad to watch after them. And he said, now I got to go find the Prozac. And I said, Prozac? What's Prozac? Prozac? He said, that's an antidepressant drug. He said, is that for you? He said, no, that's for D. And I said, oh, my God, I didn't know she was taking that. He said, yep, she is. And he said, that's another reason I want you to watch after her. Well, when I had my suicide attempt, because I felt like I let her down, let Bob down, let the world down, let everybody down, and there was just no seem to end to this nightmare, I attempted suicide. And it had been about my third time in the past. This was my third time. I had tried it a couple of times before. I basically just was so taken and hurt and in pain and suffering and everything like that, that I thought, I call my, not this church, but another church I was at, in the same way as this church, Discover Church is, that I'm at now. I called that church and they started a suicide watch for me. Praise God they did. Praise God they did this. And I pulled out of it and I said, even for deep, I care about her, even Dee.
iComplex CS is a comprehensive natural medicine formula to nourish and heal eye tissue formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver, this, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
Come to the Power Mall today and purchase Mediterranean black seed oil from North American Urban Spice. Exclusively from the genetic source and never standardized. Cold pressed, it's so good it supports cardiovascular, respiratory, immune, digestive, neurologic health, and so much more. Said to be good for everything but death itself, come find the best prices on black seed capsules or 8-ounce varieties when you visit thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829 to purchase.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I have a good friend with me here today. She has been taking the calcium bentonite clay that she purchased from the Power Mall for many, many years now. And I asked her to sit with me and explain to the listeners what she uses the clay for.
Thanks. So just to let you know, we use it on a daily basis. I will put a teaspoon of calcium bentonite clay into a glass of water and drink it before bed for detox. We've done weekly foot soaks for my husband who has diabetes. We use it for facials. I use it once a week for my clay bath detox. We've used it on spider bites, insect bites, and I've also used it for the swelling in my ankle after surgery.
Oh, yes, I do remember when you had the surgery. To order the clay, please call 877-817-9829 or go to thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Why invest in all the great natural supplements from the Power Mall and then use a toothpaste loaded with harmful synthetic chemicals like fluoride? You want really healthy checkups, right? People who switch to Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash are reporting healthy-looking gums and whiter teeth. Both the Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash are formulated with natural products like zinc, folic acid, cloves, and myrrh. It's nature's answer to preventing plaque, reducing the development of cavities, and promoting healthy teeth and gums. Vitamir toothpaste comes in original formula and also with CoQ10 and xylitol, as well as in a great-tasting orange-flavored children's formula, too. Get Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash from the Power Mall today, and you, too, can have healthy checkups. Call 877-817-9829. Or order from thepowermall.com.
Many Americans are growing increasingly concerned about the rapidly growing U.S. government deficits. Recognizing the additional printing of paper money devalues U.S. currency. To compensate, American gold and silver coins will provide wealth protection. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins delivered directly to our clients. You can reach us at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Well, I'm Hugh Simpson, and we've been talking about my newest book called Jealousy, Loneliness, and Satan, The Stories of 30 plus years friendship. And if you're just joining us, that friendship, her daughter is Congresswoman MTG of Georgia. Okay. So very prominent congresswoman, and have tried to reach her, even though they evidently her staff threw the book away and threw my letter away because of this potential predator man that she's dating that could be taking interest in her very large, let's say, eight-figure wealth. Okay. So anyway, getting back to the situation I was thrown into with the potential suicide, the only thing that D could come up with is, oh, maybe you need to take this antidepressant drug, and she named it. And I said, I take the drug of the Lord Jesus Christ. I do not need an antidepressant drug, you know. And she was trying to say, oh, well, maybe you're the one that's depressed. Maybe you're the one that's jealous. I said, I am not jealous of anything going in your life, like a soap opera. So I'm not interested in any part of your life that's going on, because it is truly like a soap opera. Wouldn't you agree that it's like a soap opera? So anyway, I don't know how it's going, what's going on, but let's go on to the armor of God. By the way, I sent her what I have on my dining room table. I have a photo that's in a frame. I sent her that of a wonderful warrior and the different things of the armor of God, and I sent her that. I don't know if she threw it away, hid it from Jealous Jim or whatever. But anyway, it's the armor of God. So let's go to the first part of the armor of God. The first part of the armor, and by the way, do you know the story of how the armor of God came about in Ephesians? Paul was in a prison in Rome, right? Where he was giving great testimony to the Roman soldiers there. But he saw what they were wearing, okay? So he saw that they had these different armaments on. And he said, that's an interesting way to see it. Okay, so the first one we have is the belt of truth. Well, we know that God is truth, and Satan is the great deceiver, and he's lies, okay? So the armor, first Pete, is the belt of truth. That's what holds up their sword and held up their dagger. And things like that, okay? They had that, okay? The next one is the, breastplate of righteousness. Breastplate of righteousness. Now, what is righteousness? Doing what is right in the eyes of God. Now, it says in Galatians, okay, it says in Galatians in the Message Bible, and if you do not know what the Message Bible is, look it up. It has become the number one Bible in all prisons in America. Prisoners love it. I love it. It is so incredible. It's because it's written in today's words that you would use on the streets and maybe in a prison. It is written with tough love and everything like that. And the prison guard saw it. And now they're reading it with the prisoners. Praise God that's going on. Well, you remember in Galatians it talks about kind of things of the flesh. One of them's sexual infidelity, and the other one is, I've forgotten what, but one of them is paranoid loneliness. Paranoid loneliness, okay? Do you not think that that maybe describes D to the T? Paranoid loneliness. She was afraid she'd have this one opportunity to be with Jealous Jim. And this is what she was going to do. Let me tell you, she is cute as she can be. She's 70, cute as she can be, $1 million smile, very, very athletic at one time. She can walk out any guy in the world, and she's just funny as she can be, and she's just the most wonderful, beautiful human in the world, okay? Well, I will tell you that that is paranoid loneliness has caused that for her. And him, what does it say in that Galatians about jealousy and envy of a fellow Christian? That is not right. That is not correct. That is not to happen. He has an extreme jealousy of me. Extreme, right? To the point that he won't even let her be a friend of mine because he's afraid I'd try to take her away. And that's the last thing on my mind is taking her away. But the thing is that creates what we call an unevenly yoked relationship, an unevenly yoked relationship. And I tried to tell her that, and she's, oh, that's not true. That's not true. I said, look it up in Galatians. Look it up. I doubt it. She did. She didn't want to realize that that is what it says. Okay. So right in the eyes of God is what we call the breastplate of righteousness, right? And that breastplate, where is it over? Your heart. It's over your heart. Over your heart, okay? So we know that, okay? Let's move on to the third one. The third one is the shoes of the gospel of peace. Shoes of the gospel of peace. Do you think, and she told me she had this problem before she ever met him, okay? Restless leg syndrome, depression, intense insomnia, and panic attacks, okay? All of these going on, okay? She had all of these going on before she even met him, all right? Do you think she has any peace with all of that? Do you think she has peace knowing that her daughter's house has been swatted 7 times by, you know, SWAT because they thought something was going on in the house? Her own condominium has been swatted, do you think? And her granddaughter's place was swatted. Do you think that she has a lot of peace of mind? I don't think so. And until she gets out of this relationship, she's not going to have this peace of mind. Now, they asked me, well, do you have peace of mind of the situation that you've been so worried over? I said, you ever heard of let go, let God, let go, let God? I finally did that. Just let go, let God. I'm going to let God handle it all. And I found that peace that passes understanding. I found that peace. So I have the peace. Okay. I have that peace with the Lord Jesus Christ. I don't know if she does or not. And she's a devout Christian. Don't get me wrong. She's a devout Christian. She does great things for her thing. She's in a little thing called Tiny Stitches. It's the neatest thing in the world. She gets together with other women, and they stitch baby clothing for mothers that cannot afford some of the things. She also does financial literacy for three fantastic operations, one with male addicts. I wonder how Jealous Jim feels about that. She does that in Georgia, and then some other ones. So she does great things. She's a wonderful human being. She's a great Christian. She works with her church in homelessness. So she's just a great, great Christian. And I'm even wondering if he's a Catholic. I've ever wondered if he's really a Catholic. I'm wondering if he's even a Christian. Because if he was a Christian, he would know that jealousy, a Christian brother, is wrong. And he's got an extreme jealousy of me, okay? So now we move on to my favorite pieces, okay? The shield of faith. The shield of faith. And that shield, as it shows in that photo, if she still has it, takes the darts of Satan and stops them. It stops the ones of the darts. And one of our ministers, I think it was Justin last week, he talked about, not this past Sunday, but Sunday before last, he talked about the great I ams. I am the vine, you are the branches. I am the truth, the way, and the life. All of the six or seven or whatever it was, six of them, I think, talked about that. That is where you get your faith. You get your faith from that. And that is one of my favorite pieces of armor of God. You know, and by the way, I wear it. I wear it on a ring on my left hand. Just to let you know, I am a descendant of Hugh the Templar of Ireland. Okay, I've written a book on the Templars. Okay, under my own name, Hugh Simpson, The Trillionaire and the Nine Knights, and it's a story based on fact of Hugh de Payne. I'm not sure if that Hugh the Templar was Hugh de Payne. If it is, he's the founder of the Knights Templar, and my ancestor is the founder of the Knights Templar. I came interested in the Knights Temple out of nowhere. Years back. I don't know if God was showing me that or whatever, but on my ring, it says, put on the armor of God, okay, and has a Knight Templar on it. Okay, so they put on their own armor, and they put on the armor of God when they went out to battle. So that shield of faith, okay, that's also covering the breastplate of righteousness, which is covering the heart. So Satan can't get to the heart. He can't get to the heart, okay? And that will cover that. Then we get to another one, the helmet of salvation. Now, this helmet goes over your head, right? All the way, it went all the way down over their face and over to connecting to their neck. So it covered their entire head. Okay, here's what I learned from Dr. Evans, is that when we accept Jesus Christ into our lives, when we accept Jesus Christ into our lives, we have the Holy Spirit. Is that right? The Holy Spirit inhabits us. So therefore, the Holy Spirit starts to take over the mind. The Holy Spirit starts to renew your mind, as Paul talked about. Renewing your mind. So it's protecting thoughts, okay? It's keeping those thoughts of the world out of you, okay? The thoughts that may be around those things we talk about in Galatians, sexual infidelity, lust, etc., whatever. And so therefore, that is keeping you from being involved in those areas. So the helmet is extremely important. The sixth one, oh, my, another favorite, is the sword of the Spirit. And by the way, that's the Holy Spirit's sword. The Holy Spirit's sword, okay? And interestingly enough, that was like a small dagger. So what do my Knights Templar buddies carry? They carried a small dagger. And I have the small dagger, replica of the small dagger, and it is small. And then I have the full-fledged sword. Sword weighs 14 pounds. 14. Can you imagine swinging that for 25 minutes? I lettered in military school in fencing. I love fencing. So I lettered in military school in fencing. That foil is light enough, you know, maybe 2 pounds at the most, whatever, and the saber the same way, whatever. This sword weighs 14 pounds. 14 pounds. You had to be pretty darn strong to take that thing and swing it around. Well, the sword of the Spirit, it used in the spiritual realm fighting to tell the demons, okay, and to tell, you know, Satan that you think you might have won, but you haven't. And we're going to fight you with the only offensive weapon we need, and that's the sword of the Spirit. Sword of the Spirit. Sword of the Holy Spirit. What is the Holy Spirit? One of the Trinity. God the Father, the Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. So you got six, right? That's all you need. It's six. I wear that with my ring, and I have this little thing on my arm, one of the little rubber things you wear on your arm, and I give that up. All kinds of people. I've given it out to all kinds of people. And that's my ministry. This has become my ministry. I have liftedupministry.com. You can go there. And I've been doing a whole thing on the armor of God related to Jealous Gem and D, if you want to read even further. And then I've even got a YouTube series I've started, my YouTube channel, about the armor of God. And it is starting to take off. I mean, it's got a couple of them with 450 people that have viewed. And even they're taking off on LinkedIn, believe it or not. LinkedIn is taking off. So really, I'm trying to reach out, get these people with the armor of God. Put on the armor of God. Put on the armor of God. Now, if you don't have that armor of God, and I don't think Dee has it on, do you think? She may not even have photograph that I sent her that was framed and everything like that. She probably put that away because Jealous Jim told her, oh, don't pay any attention to that. That's stuff, just old-fashioned stuff. Don't pay any attention to that. Wouldn't Satan be talking to him through that kind of talk? Wouldn't he be doing that? And she's indecisive. Do you not think Satan's using this? And let me tell you another thing. Since Marge, her daughter, is so strong and so headstrong to some people's minds, great Christian, loves the Lord. When she was in Atlanta, she was part of Andy Stanley's ministry in his church, Dr. Charles Stanley's son. And so she's a strong, strong Christian, strong Christian. She left the Catholic Church, okay? She left the Catholic Church real early. But anyway, she is a strong, strong Christian. And she is fighting for our country. Now, when Jesus was tempted 3 times by Satan, Jesus said, "It is written, Satan. It is written, Satan." And that was in the Bible. So Marge probably told Satan to get lost. You know, you're not going to take me over. And Satan said, "Oh, okay. Okay. Let's see if there's somebody else I could take over. Oh, there's Dee, and she's indecisive, and she can't make up her mind about things, and she loves FOMO, fear of missing out. Oh, interesting. And she's lonely, got paranoid loneliness. Isn't that interesting?" Let me tell you, Dr. Evans says that if you don't believe that Satan knows the game plan to use with you, you are totally mistaken. He knows every weakness you have, every single one of them. And if you're not wearing that armor of God in one way or another, he is going to attack. And he has the ability to attack. His demons have the ability to attack. And this is not a flesh and blood deal. This is a spiritual warfare, as Paul says in Ephesians. This is spiritual warfare. So therefore, you know, and look what's happening on our planet. I talked about, you know, the CMEs, by the way, we're at 2 of them last night. We've got 2 that have just finished here. They weren't as big as in May when they took down all kinds of things. You know, all kinds of companies had problems. But we're not over the CMEs. We got loads more of those coming, coronal mass ejections, okay? Then we got, you know, we've got the grand solar minimum coming, and that could cause Arctic freezing, which could destroy all of the food and everything like that. So we got all kinds of things that are coming on our planet that are totally natural. If you do not think you need to have a right relationship with Jesus Christ as your personal King and Savior, and then be immersed in the water, you may be in for a rude, rude awakening. I'm telling you, this is happening, and I don't know if we have any calls or anything like that, but I will be glad. You've got my email. I'll give it to you. HughSimpson@gmx.com. HughSimpson@gmx.com. And like I said, please pray for D-E-L-L-E. I have no idea if he's still in her life. And let me tell you, if you have a situation like this, number one, do not in any form or fashion talk to these people in person. Do it over the phone. Confront them. Do not confront a praying man or a praying woman, okay? They are what we call passive aggressive. Look it up. Passive aggressive. They're the ones that murder their girlfriend. And people say, "Oh, I would have never thought he could do that." Because they don't know that inner rage that they have. And then the other one that they use is, "If I can't have her, nobody can have her." So they kill her and then suicide. I'm not saying that's going to happen with B, but, you know, I would, number one, not want that guy around, because we do not know what he could do, you know, if she told him about a prenuptial agreement, that he would only live on his Social Security, only on his Social Security. He'd have no opportunity no opportunity to use any of her money. He'd have to live on his Social Security. I wish she'd confront him with that. I don't know if she has or not, but if she's looking to get married, she better confront him with that. And his true colors might come out at that time. And he could be dangerous at that time. He could be dangerous at that time. So do not confront these people in person. Do it over the phone. Be firm. She hasn't been firm twice. She's Willie Walshery or whatever and gone back to him. But be firm. Be firm and tell them this is the end. This is the end. And I'm not going to be with you, period. I'm not going to be with you, period. And then immediately take the phone, block his phone number so he can't text you, block his phone number so he can't phone you, and block his email so he can't email you back or your email with him. Okay, do that. The next thing you need to do is, if you have given him a key, which I bet D has given Jealous Jim a key, you need to have those locks changed. You need to have those locks changed immediately. And make sure that other areas he cannot get through that you might have forgotten about. Check all your doors. Make sure if he has one of those things that opens your garage door, make sure they can change the frequency of that, okay? Make sure that he or she stays out of that situation, okay? The next thing you want to do is anything that is in the condo where she lives, if it's in his room or her room or wherever it is, his stuff or stuff that he has given her or anything like that, put it in a box, everything. You do not want to be remembered by this person. Put it in a box and then mail it.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrax is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrax can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com. or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour is an independent radio show. We are funded by people who appreciate our work, not by ads or algorithms. Your support is key to the continuation of this broadcast. To show your support so that we can continue to bring you unbiased information that is now more vital than ever, please visit thepowerhour.com and click Support Us. You can also place a donation by phone by calling 877-817-9829. We thank you for any amount of support that you're able to give.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding product, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier. And I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.